every corner of this province. Our next speaker is someone you will all recognize. His announcement on Friday brought you all here together to stand against Bill 12. Please welcome my co-worker, leader of the Federation, BC Federation of Labor, President Jim Sinclair.
Workers would stand down. Well, I'm saying, it doesn't look much like standing down, does it? And when there was help that was required to move this to another level, and we sat down with the Federation officers, we decided on your behalf that this wasn't just a fight about teachers in this province, it was everybody's fight for freedom and fair collective bargaining, and we agreed to join them. Despite an election where they almost lost the whole thing by 5,000 votes, ah, damn. But you know, they're there and we're here, and are we going away?
No!
Will confrontation fix this?
No!
Will negotiation fix this?
Yes!
I say to Mr. Campbell on behalf of British Columbians, get off the high horse and get down to the table and start talking, because that's what he's doing. Ready to make the decisions that are necessary to put the schools back to work. They are the front line of making sure our school systems work and want them to go back. But they need to go back after they solve some problems. We want to find some solutions. The teachers want to find some solutions. There's only one person missing, the government. But I also want to be clear today. I want to be clear today and announce today that if solutions aren't found, and I know talking to the BCTF, there are lots of solutions that can be found here if they want to sit down and talk, but if solutions aren't found, then on Wednesday of this week, another massive shutdown in another area of the province will take place.